Ezekiel chapter 7.
The word of the Lord came to me.
You, O mortal, thus says the Lord God to the land of Israel, an end. The end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now the end is upon you. I will let loose my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways. I will punish you for all your abominations. My eye will not spare you. I will have no pity. I will punish you for your ways while your abominations are among you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, disaster after disaster. See, it comes. An end has come. The end has come. It has awakened against you. See, it comes. Your doom has come to you, O inhabitant of the land. The time has come. The day is near of tumult, not of reveling on the mountains. Soon now I will pour out my wrath upon you. I will spend my anger against you. I will judge you according to your ways and punish you for all your abominations. My eye will not spare. I will have no pity. I will punish you according to your ways while your abominations are among you. Then you shall know that it is I, the Lord, who strike. See the day? See it comes? Your doom has gone out. The rod has blossomed. Pride has budded. Violence has grown into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, not their abundance, not their wealth, no preeminence among them. The time has come. The day draws near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all their multitude. For the seller shall not return to what has been sold as long as they remain alive. For the vision concerns all their multitude. It shall not be revoked. Because of their iniquity, they cannot maintain their lives. They have blown the horn and made everything ready, but no one goes to battle. For my wrath is upon all their multitude. The sword is outside. Pestilence and famine are inside. Those in the field die by the sword. Those in the city, famine and pestilence devour them. If any survivors escape, they shall be found on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them moaning over their iniquity. All hands shall grow feeble. All knees turn to water. They shall put on sackcloth. Horror shall cover them. Shame shall be on all faces, baldness on all their heads. They shall fling their silver into the streets. Their gold shall be treated as unclean. Their silver and gold cannot save them on the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs with it, for it was the stumbling block of their iniquity. From their beautiful ornament in which they took pride, they made their abominable images, their detestable things. Therefore I will make of it an unclean thing to them. I will hand it over to strangers as booty, to the wicked of the earth as plunder. They shall profane it. I will avert my face from them so that they may profane my treasured place. The violent shall enter it. They shall profane it. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes. The city is full of violence. I will bring the worst of the nations to take possession of their houses. I will put an end to the arrogance of the strong, and their holy places shall be profaned. When anguish comes, they will seek peace, but there shall be none. Disaster comes upon disaster. Rumor follows rumor. They shall keep seeking a vision from the prophet. Instruction shall perish from the priest and counsel from the elders. The king shall mourn. The prince shall be wrapped in despair. And the hands of the people of the land shall tremble. According to their way I will deal with them. According to their own judgments I will judge them. And they shall know that I am the Lord.